true crime podcast where best friends and next-door neighbors, Willow and Lillian, spill the tea on murder, mysteries, and other things that go bump in the night. So get your favorite teacup ready, and let's get into it.
Welcome to Cruelty Podcast. This is Lillian, and with me is Maris.
Hello.
Conspiris Monday.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Sorry about last week. Things were fuck.
Yeah, things and were fuck.
Mercury's doing the thing in the microwave.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the usual tomfoolery. How are you, Maris?
I'm alive.
Oh, I thought you'd, like, go on, but then you
No, I didn't. I made it awkward.
You did.
Yeah.
So, today, we're going to talk about something that has fascinated me for forever.
Oh.
And that's Japanese demons.
Whoa.
Or yokai, as they're called.
That's cool.
There are so many, like, outlandish, bizarre, terrifying, and fucking weird little demon babies.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to tell y'all about them.
Okay.
We're just going to get right into it.
Oh, dang.
So, yokai, like the word, doesn't just mean demons. It means alluring mystery or strange.
Mm.
It's a kind of like, you know, you get a weird vibe or a creepy feeling or like something falls off a shelf.
Yeah.
Well, that's yokai, too.
Oh, anything kind of ghosty.
Anything kind of supernatural. Like, the only explanation is that it could be something supernatural that's yokai.
Right.
Yeah, but these are like individual entities. And demon is not necessarily the right word. So the first one we're going to talk about is Amabi.
Okay, are we pronouncing that right? Do you
I
know?
Am.
Okay, great.
Or Amabi.
Oh, okay.
It is this is such a stupid creature. It is described as a three-legged aquatic creature.
Yeah.
And depending on what that third leg do and is, will determine its place on the CFS, which is the Cryptid Fuckability Scale.
Okay, so that could... Is that a wiener? Is that what we're talking about here?
Well, we'd hoped for a dick, y'all, but that's not what we got. It's just literally... It's a little scaly leg. He's got three little scaly legs.
Some people like feet. Not me. I'm not saying that
that's
me.
Oh, well, if you're a foot lover, I've got a really... really good one for you here in a second.
Oh, Lord.
But anyway, this thing is like, imagine like lizard, like Godzilla legs, but then there's a third one.
That's
a leg and not a wiener.
So they're kind of stumpy and lizardy.
Stumpy and lizardy, and the top part of them is like scaly, and then he's got kind of a beak for a face.
It's not very good. Scary looking.
No, ridiculous. Like, we're goddamn ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah. I do like that it's aquatic. I mean, that means it can go for long periods in a wet environment.
Are you into that?
So that's a plus for ladies.
Oh. Whoa.
You could sit on his face. Who cares if he dies? Anyway, so there's a tale from the 19th century.
Oh, I was thinking like the appendage.
No.
Okay.
A state official like was in his little carriage or car, I don't know, 19th century. Well, that'd be the 1800s. So he's in his little carriage.
Uh-huh.
And he saw a funny light off in the distance. And so he went to investigate. Don't do that. But he did.
Yeah.
And he found one of these stupid things. And it said, "You will have a bountiful harvest."
I really hope he sounds just like that.
Well, he does in my mind.
Okay.
If you saw his stupid face, you would agree
that
that's exactly what he sounds like. So apparently, the Amabi, or however you say it, wards off disease, too. In fact, the hashtag, like, Amabi was trending in Japan during the outbreak of the coronavirus.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, making it relevant.
Right, right, right.
He showed up during the pandemic and did a shitty job because a whole bunch of people got sick.
Mm-hmm.
What? But yeah. Anyway, where do we rank him on the scale?
Low.
He's a two. He's like a two because he's a bro.
You'd have to be desperate.
Yeah, two is desperate.
Okay.
I mean, like, most of these are going to surprise you. Let's just say that. Okay, so we're moving on.
Okay.
Okay. The Tatsu is a male water dragon demon.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Sometimes you can, like, pray to them, and they'll be like, "Word, I'll help you."
He sounds kind of hot.
But other times, they're assholes.
Oh.
And they look like a Japanese dragon. Like, the dragon from water spirit from Spirited Away.
Well, some people are into dragons. I mean, not me. Again, not me.
pretty but neat.
Some people like that kind of thing.
Do you want to know where it lands on the scale?
Where?
9 out of 10.
What do you say? How?
And I won't explain. I will not elaborate.
What do you...
Leave me alone.
Oh.
Moving on. The Kirin. This is Japan's kind of unicorn situation,
okay.
But
okay.
Not really. It has
unicorns are not... They're pretty, but they're not hot.
It has cloven hooves, right?
Is this...
It is beautiful and splendorous, glimmers.
Where does this go on the scale? That's the important information
Hold on,
for all
shut
these
your
things.
Mouth. And it has horns. It breathes fire.
Wow.
It's golden. It's lucky. They represent purity and wisdom. Mm-hmm. And because of the purity bit, 0 out of fucking 10.
Wow.
It don't bone.
Harsh, harsh.
Yeah, well, you know. Then we have the Niño. This is a ladyfish thing.
That could be very sexy, right? Right.
Kind of like a mermaid, but think more fishy than lady, like a lady face on a weird, scraggly looking fish.
Well, it's still very hot, right?
Oh, no. If you eat one, you live forever.
Okay. Okay. I'm into this fish.
I'm into
Let's go
eating
fishing.
It, just not sexually. You're right. Like, we're not going to eat it. We're going to eat it.
Well, I'm confused. I'm confused. Are we having a barbecue?
Yes.
Or not?
You have to consume its flesh in order to live forever, not like Rocket's World with oral sex.
Sorry, Ladyfish.
Sorry, Ladyfish. You're getting digested.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm not fucking a fish, 0 out of 10.
It's got a lady face.
Just a face. I mean, if you're a guy.
You can make out with it, at least.
I don't want to make out with it. If it were a mermaid, 8 out of 10.
Right.
I'm not going down. But she got hands
She
in
may
mouth.
Drown me in that case. With ladyface fish, she ain't going to drown me. She got flippers. She can't, like, hold
well,
me
Well, you
down.
Can fuck the ladyface fish.
If I had to, out of all these creatures.
There are better... There's a better one. You're going to disagree, but okay. I think I give it a 10. All okay. right, anyway. So now we're moving along to the Tanuki.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Japanese raccoon dog.
Yeah, I know about that from Mario.
It's a big raccoon thing
right.
with... Giant, huge, like comically huge testicles.
For me, no. I am not into this. It's just a Mario thing for me.
It carries around a bottle of sake and is fucking hammered all the time.
This thing kind of freaks me out. I mean, it sounds like a good time, but not.
He's a trickster spirit, and he's just a silly little guy with great big balls. Great big fuzz balls.
Do you think on this one?
Shut up. They're good luck and beloved in Japan.
Okay, but it's got
the drunk raccoon with the big balls. 0 out of 10.
You're not into that
raccoon? Absolutely not into that, but I would put him in my blunt rotation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd hang out.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go to another thing I wouldn't fuck with anyone, even someone else's privates.
So we're already at a 0 for this one? I don't even know
what
it is.
Oh, you'll agree. Okay. You'll agree. The kappa. It is a like a weird turtle frog thing with webbed hands and feet. And it lives in, like, ponds and swamps and streams and such. It has a weird bowl-like shaped indention on the top of its ugly ass fucking head that it fills with water. And it carefully, like, balances itself so none
oh,
of the water
Oh, okay.
Spills.
I've seen it in drawings and it just kind of looks like a Friar Tuck haircut.
Yeah, and it looks like it's like a platypus thing.
It's like a platypus it's with a Friar yeah. Tuck haircut. Yeah.
Yeah, this nasty little booger man ravishes maidens non-consensually.
He's a rapist?
Yes, he is
a rapist turtle man with stupid hair.
Hold on, it's
hair.
Worse. He drowns livestock.
What a dick.
He eats kids.
Nobody wants this rapist turtle around.
And
it's Mitch McConnell.
He's pulling a bunch of harmless pranks. Screw him, no scale for you, lizard turtle frog pervert.
Oh, yeah, he's going to hell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now we have the Oni. This just means demon, like literal demon, mm-hmm. and he's big.
It's a he?
It can be a lady, but it's usually a big red guy with horns, oh. and he's really muscly. He's kind of ugly, but you know that he's sporting, like, a tree trunk under that loincloth.
What is the on the scale for you?
Like a 6.
Not more? 'Cause this...
Well, look.
You have
he's like 20 feet tall, and I think he's swinging around something the size of me, and that just don't got nothing to accommodate him. I could climb it,
okay. But
otherwise it's going to end in a very grisly death for me, and I'm not into dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I want to get railed, like, like as much as the next person.
Right.
But I don't want to be, you know, torn into pieces, so.
Right, right. Okay. So, a six. That's pretty good. He did good.
You know, and he's a livestock-killing, baby-eating guy as well.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, he would be higher, but his like, war crimes.
He's got to calm down.
He's got to calm down. Okay, now for the for one that is gross. Like, I'm going to have a hard time.
Okay, okay, okay.
Akaname, the bathroom demon.
Okay, he's poo-poo.
Little fucker's just there, sniffing your farts and listening to you pee. And I don't like it. I just don't like it.
This is just a creepy guy that hangs out at the bus
station.
He has
a really long tongue.
Ugh.
And he lays on the dirty, dirty floor, and he's licking all the stuff. He's licking all the nasty stuff on the ground.
What a gross guy.
Yeah,
this
he's
has got to be a zero. I mean, we can't mess with this guy. His tongue, though.
And that awkward pause was brought to you by lactose intolerance. Anyway, yeah, his tongue long.
His tongue long.
Long, but for poop.
It can't be, like, perhaps in a theoretical world, you know, where this system exists and we rank them.
Oh, that's a zero. But you're going to get like a bacterial vaginosis if you let that thing go to town on you.
I mean, it's good in theory.
It's just gross and I hate it.
I'm just trying to look on the bright side.
Okay, this.
So what number are we giving him? Zero?
Oh, yeah. Big fat zero for you, buddy.
Oh,
you
dang.
Just go ahead and lick the bathroom floor. I mean, that's what he's into anyway.
Okay.
And here's how you avoid having this horrible fucking piece of shit in your house.
Okay.
Clean your bathroom. That's it.
That's it. Wow.
Just clean it up.
Wow.
This one is Ashiarai.
Okay.
Yashiki.
Uh-huh.
Y'all, it's just a big, giant, hairy foot.
What? Like from Monty Python?
Like a giant ass floor gripper.
Just a foot.
Huge. Just a foot.
Just a fucking foot. How big is this foot?
Oh, it would be from like floor to ceiling in our house, like 10 feet tall.
So it is the Monty Python foot that squishes everybody.
Yes. And it's filthy and hairy.
Who thought of this fucking monster? It's stupid.
Some people will rank this as a 10 out of 10.
Those people aren't welcome here.
They like that foot pussy too much. I rank it a negative 3,000. It's foul.
That's a special category for the foot monster.
Gag. Okay, so this giant, stanky, hairy, dirty foot descends from the ceiling,
uh-huh,
much to your horror and the horror of your children, and it demands with a voice.
No mouth.
No, it's just a foot, but it talks.
Uh-huh.
And it says, "You will clean me."
The foot?
Yeah. And it won't go away till you clean it.
It's a stupid monster.
Oh, it's not the stupidest that's on this list.
They were drunk when they made this.
Perhaps. Like, I left some of these off. There's one that just has a really long neck. That's it. Just its neck is super long.
These are stupid cryptids. I'm sorry. I mean, I know that's offensive, and everyone in Japan gets mad at me. But
some of them, I'm like genuinely delighted by. Mm-hmm. Not this one. So, how to avoid this asshole? Clean your house.
Okay. Otherwise, the fucking foot will get me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yama Uba is a disheveled-looking hag in a kimono that takes the form of either a delicious cake,
uh-huh,
or a hot lady.
So it's like almost like a Baba Yaga.
Kind of. And it lures you to her house, and then she eats you.
Right. So it's a witch bitch
thing,
person
thing.
Yeah.
Now, she sounds fuckable.
Yeah.
At least once. Yeah. I mean, even in cake form. If
she can be, this is an American pie, first of all.
No. It's just not for me. I mean, she's at least fuckable once. But
well, she could be a hot lady, so this could be a 10 out of 10.
But it does end in death. So, I don't have a vor fetish.
No.
I mean, so, I'm out on this one.
Praying mantis lady.
I'm just going to give her a zero.
Speak of the hot lady part. She could be a hot titty lady.
Yes, but that's the titties of doom. Like, it leads you to your death, and she don't really look like that. That's a trick.
Your scale is very harsh.
I'm fucking the dragon.
Why?
Dragons
can
are
he
cool.
be a hot dude?
I don't care.
Does he have that form? Because things can transform?
I mean, probably.
But you just want him as a dragon.
Either way.
What's the next monster?
Kasobake.
Okay.
Is a... It's an umbrella.
This is straight out with the foot.
In Japan, they believe that objects over 100 years old are kind of alive in a way.
Okay, okay, I accept that, but the foot was giant. This isn't, that wasn't an object, and it was just a foot.
Yeah. Anyway, the umbrella demon is literally an umbrella. It has one, like, chicken leg kind of thing that it hops on, and it has one big eye. And it doesn't do anything.
What? Why?
So there it is. 0 out of 10. I don't even know how to fuck an umbrella.
I kind of love this guy.
Yeah, he just hops around. He's a little trickster guy. He's a little silly little guy.
I like him. He's kind of a silly little guy.
Look, we here at Maris Mondays enjoy a silly little guy.
I'm here for this guy. I don't know his name, but I'm here for him.
The Tanaki and what was he again? The Kasobake. We're going to hang out with them because they're fun. I mean, yeah. The Tanaki's got them giant testicles.
I don't really want to hang out
with the umbrella Tanaki. Can open up and cover them so we don't have to look at it.
Okay.
So there we go. Yeah. Now the Jirogumo. So this is an enormously huge, like the size of your car spider, like an orb weaver spider.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I wouldn't want to be intimate with it.
In Japanese folklore, it's said that if an orb weaver spider can live to 400, it turns into the Jirogumo. Uh-huh. It can shapeshift into a super duper hot lady.
10 out of 10.
As the spider or the lady, perhaps both at the same time. I'm into it. I'm not sorry. She comes with her own bondage. She can do shibari out of her butt. Like, you are tied up. And she's got hot titties.
We're pro spider ladies here on this podcast.
And listen, I've gone on adventures on the internet and I've looked at really interesting dildos. And do you know? And since it's Easter Sunday, this is appropriate because it involves eggs.
Oh, it's also Trans Day of Visibility. You can't see me on a podcast. I'm invisible to you, but I am here.
He is visible. Maris is only visible once per year on the Transgender Day of Visibility. If he sees his shadow, then 100 more years of a capitalist hellscape.
Oh, that's the I'm the worst groundhog.
Yeah, because he saw a shadow, y'all. We're doomed. Anyway, spider things. Yeah. Okay, so this particular sex toy is called an ovipositor. And you make gelatin eggs. Shut your mouth. Podcast. You make gelatin eggs and you stick that dingle doo-ha up there and then you shoot them eggs up there like a giant bug's laying eggs in you. How gross is that? I love it.
I'm closing the podcast. It's done. We're not doing it anymore.
I'm just educating y'all so that you can know about the weird things I've seen on the internet.
What's the next monster?
I'm not done. Okay. I'm not done. So, I mean, I'm just saying, we can feasibly role play this out. Who's the spider? Am I the spider?
What's the next monster we got?
Anyway, I'd fuck the spider demon. But if you're a man, she will eat you and she's done. But I am no man.
Right. So you're safe.
And hey, you are trans, so maybe it'll work. Maybe it'll
just confuse the spider like I do everybody else.
And then she'll marry you. Uh-oh, I gotta kill her now. Oh. Okay, moving right along. 10 out of 10. We spider-essy is a go.
Spussy.
Spussy, yes. Okay, this is the Gashadokuro. Mm-hmm. And it is, I hate this one the most. It is an enormous, giant skeleton.
I think this one's rad. 10 out of 10.
It hunts humans for sport, has glowing green eyes, and makes a rattling sound with its loose jaw as it approaches.
I love this monster.
The only way to kill it, there is no way.
It's jiggling.
What it does is it has to rip apart humans until it's no longer pissed off, and then it disintegrates.
I love this skeleton.
0 out of 10, despite the bone jokes we could make. 20-foot-tall angry murder skeleton sounds like a bad time.
As a necromancer in works, that is something I would want.
You're a necromancer now?
Why not? I'm a mountain wizard. I could be a necromancer on the side.
That's a stinky hobby.
I want a giant skeleton. That's all I'm saying.
But it's a murder skeleton. I mean, even you could aim it at your enemies and just say, get them.
I'm going to guess you put a 0 on it.
Not fucking that thing. I mean, he's got bones aplenty, but none that I can bone.
He's just cool. This is a cool monster.
You're going to love this one.
Okay.
The Jabuko.
Oh.
They are vampire trees.
Okay.
First, I'd like to say what the absolute fuck is wrong with you, Japan. And second, that is metal as fuck.
It sounds cool.
It's rad.
It sounds awesome.
So from a distance, it just looks like a really pretty tree.
Yeah.
You may feel kind of drawn to it. You see something strange around the base of the tree, so you go take a closer look, right? Uh-huh. The next thing you know, it snatches your ass up like you've been snatched up in a bear trap. Whoa. And it pulls you up into its branches and the boughs of its leaves and shit.
Oh my God.
And then it just sucks all your blood out until you're dead.
This tree is awful.
And it lets the birds and insects eat your body until your bones fall to the base of the tree, which I guess fertilizes the tree.
Yeah. That's a cool thing.
I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, 0 out of 10.
Yeah, I can see why that's a zero.
I don't want to get murdered by that tree.
Yeah.
I mean, here's how we could make an exception. Listen up, vampire tree.
Right.
If you want to get thirsty, slutty bitches to come sit under you like as a trap, get some vines.
Vines?
Get some vines.
Okay, are you going
to
get tied up?
I've seen hentai. You know what to do with the vines tree.
Oh, my God.
That's how you fuck the tree. I'm just saying.
Let's move on. Moving on to a different thing. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
this is still a zero, isn't it? Are you going to give it a three?
Oh, no, it's absolutely a zero. It doesn't have
vines. What if it's got vines?
I don't know. It's
three? Four?
Yeah, a three. I'll give it a three.
Okay. We can't have everybody like a 10 or a zero. This doesn't work.
Okay, so the Oberon is an imp demon, and like what it does is if you're like walking down the road and join a little stroll, it just gonna hop on your back.
That pissed me off.
And every step you take gets heavier and heavier and heavier.
Well, I'll tell you, I noticed on the first step.
Yeah, but if you can make it, if you can keep going until it's done and like hops off, it gives you a big old giant sack of gold.
Oh, there's a good incentive.
There's
okay.
a good incentive. Let that little shit ride up there.
Because
just farting.
I'm swinging when I first notice it.
Oh, you're attacking it.
Well, of course, because some little shit's on my back.
Yeah. What if I hopped up there?
Well, you're taller than me, so that'd be hard.
Would be. Might kill you. Anyway, 0 out of 10. I mean, it's cool that he's got money.
Yeah.
And with enough money, I'd call him daddy, I suppose.
What was his description? He's just a little
guy?
He's
a short little squat fella.
Is he hot?
No, he is bald and got a hook nose. He's not cute.
Okay.
Little ass hanging out, and he's got
so
little
maybe
nerf
like
ball
a two,
bones.
A one or two.
He's got like a Hank Hill butt.
One or two, right?
I'd put him in a fucking zero. I'm not fucking that.
You're just so harsh on this scale.
Listen, these are the highest numbers I've ever given today.
Yeah.
10 for the spider.
10 for spider.
Sexy spider, and then
6 for the giant red guy.
And then 9 for the dragon.
Understand that one, but
good, you leave it alone.
Okay.
I'm in a mood.
All right, I'll find dragons is the mood.
Dragons is the mood today. Okay, the Tike is half of a woman. That's it. She's just the top half. By
at
the
least
way.
5 out of 10, right?
Yeah, but this is the noise she makes when she chases you, because she's chasing you at inhuman speed, crawling.
Is it
along
just
the
legs
ground.
or the top half?
It's just the top half crawling with its arms at the ground, going ticka 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 at you.
Wait, so we got the top half or the bottom half?
Again, the top half of the woman.
Okay.
There's
okay.
no ass.
There's no ass.
Just top.
Okay.
And she's coming.
5 out of 10. 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10. Do you
it's
know
a
what
half
she,
a lady.
Number one, she's gonna catch you.
Yeah, fine.
And then she's going to cut you in half.
How? She's in half.
She's a demon. She's got a sickle. It goes ticka, 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 ticka.
I'm going to kick it out the way.
It's sickling you, and it's faster than you can run.
I'm not running, and she's half a person.
I don't know, man. Like,
I could take half a person, at least.
All right, well, you play
and I can kick a sickle out the way. I got legs. She doesn't.
Are you fucking the half a woman?
Well, we have to go out to dinner first, I would guess.
Oh, you're taking the murderous, non-speaking half of a demonic woman out to dinner.
If we're going to be
polite.
How's
she going to eat? The shit going to fall out. The bottom. Just fall out.
Maybe she'll just have water.
That's going to fall out. It ain't going nowhere. I mean, she's not alive.
Maybe we'll go to the beach instead.
I think that's a better idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, 0 out of 10 for that. I'm not into that. Mm-mm. No scale for you.
No scale. I don't get a scale.
Ayosubi is a nasty little hairy man.
That's how you like him. That's how you like him.
Not nasty like, art thou nasty, but like nasty because he's stanky and hairy.
Okay.
And dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, sheds his stupid body hair everywhere.
I don't like that.
And here's his favorite thing. If you got yourself a nice bathtub, he just gets in there and sheds his little fur everywhere.
No, I don't like this guy.
Like, he it's just like he's out. Made of nasty little pubes. That's what he's like.
I don't like him. No.
No, fuck him.
Yeah.
He's gross.
Zero out of ten for me. I'm not being generous.
Totally unfuckable.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but here's what happens if you see it. Like, they're really shy.
Okay.
And you're not supposed to see it. But if you see it, uh-huh. you will get a horrible fever and possibly die.
Yeah, really? Fuck this guy. Not
no, worse is if you hear it laugh. And it's got a nasty little phlegmy laugh. If you hear that shit, you will start laughing hysterically until you develop a raging fever, and then you will definitely die.
No, I don't like this guy. He's not welcome here. Zero out of ten.
No fuck for you.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Not even a crumb of ass.
No.
All right, now we've got... This thing's ridiculous. The Hayakume.
Mm-hmm.
It is man-shaped.
Man-shaped.
About 5.5 feet tall.
Okay, okay.
Covered in hundreds of eyes.
Okay.
It is completely harmless and very shy.
I kind of like him with the umbrella guy.
Hold on. You're not going to like what he does next. So
but he's harmless.
Usually they live in, like, temples and shrines and stuff.
Okay.
And if you happen to spot one on temple grounds,
uh-huh.
it will take off its eyes and put them on you.
That's a fun game.
Just to make sure you're nice. It's nice.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all it does. I mean, the eyeballs go away when you leave the temple grounds, so it's not like a permanent condition.
I'm down with this game.
Okay, this is the saddest thing, because this is my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last one.
Okay.
And I couldn't find the article which inspired me to do this in the first place, so forget the name of the demon. And I looked, and I pulled up some very weird things with this search. I'm not doing it again.
Okay.
It's a demon that, uh-huh. from a distance, it just looks like a regular naked man. That's all.
Yeah.
Jolly.
Yeah.
In a good mood.
Yeah.
And it kind of, like, beckons you over, like, I'm going to show you something. Come here.
You're going to show me your weenie. I know that how this game is played.
It turns around, uh-huh. and it spreads its butt cheeks, kind of bent over.
Uh-huh.
And instead of a butthole, is a great big eyeball. That's all it does, and that's all that happens.
That's on the list. Those three demons, the eyeball demon, the butthole eyeball demon, and the umbrella with the eyeball.
Yeah.
I like them eyeball demons.
They're pretty good. There's so many. You guys, like, some of them I left out because I just
I know there's one with a snake with the lady's head. She looks kind of scary.
Yeah, she's cool. I'd fuck her, I guess.
No.
I mean, snakes are kind of hot and ladies are hot. I'm into that.
Yeah.
They can be dudes, too, apparently. Yeah. There's a ghost. This one's really common, and I'm not saying their names because I'm going to butcher the pronunciation, and I've already insulted all of Japan. That's not necessary.
Right. Sorry, Japan. Sorry.
We're just stupid.
We're not good.
No, we're uneducated, dumb Americans.
Dumb Americans.
Big, fat, dumb Americans.
Big, fat, dumb Americans. Ooh, yes. Like the eyeball demons. Like, we're not any good.
No, I said I'd fuck weird stuff. I mean, to be fair, I've seen your cartoons, so you don't really have any moral high ground there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. What was I even saying?
Eyeball demons.
This is a demon. I can't pronounce its name. Not trying. And it looks like a hot lady from a distance.
Okay.
And then so a young fellow will come up and be like, hey there, cutie pants. And she turns around. She ain't got no face.
Whoa. I wouldn't like that. That would scare me.
Well, that's it. That's the extent of her menace.
Well, that is pretty frightening. That's startling.
You can still tap
least.
That from behind just fine. You
okay.
Don't need
10
to
out of 10 for that one. She don't do anything. And the only problem is there's no face.
Yeah, so you can't get a blowy, but you can hit the back.
Okay, 10.
Yeah, she can reverse cowgirl. That's fun.
Right. You like the snake with the lady face. You like that
I'm into
one.
That one, too. Yeah, that's fun. It's kind of like a dragon and a lady. What?
Whoa.
Sexy. What are some other ones? Okay, the one I didn't mention is the kitsune, because everybody knows the fuck that is. It's the fox spirit.
That's pretty hot, right?
And they're kind of two different kinds. There's kind of like a more, almost like a deity kind who, like, bestows blessings and
it's
shit.
It's got three tails or something.
It's got a bunch of tails. And then you got the one that scamper around in the woods and lures travelers and plays pranks and does little fox fire and cute things.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really that harmful. And they can turn into hot people.
Hot people. That's 10 for
10
sure.
10 out of 10 banging the fox demon yesterday.
For sure.
Either gender, don't care. That's
whatever.
Hot. And they got cute little ears and shit when they're in people form, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm into that. Pet them, I bet they'd like it and make a cute little noise.
Yeah, that's true.
Feed them hot dogs. Foxes love fucking hot dogs.
What doesn't? Everything loves a hot dog.
Are you? Hold on. That was way more enthusiastic endorsement of hot dogs than I ever thought you were capable of. I don't know what's going on. I don't give a fuck about hot dogs. They're fine, I guess. Like, if you're really hungry and poor.
Yeah, there's the book by Jamie Loftus. She's a comedian. She wrote a whole book about hot dogs.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a bestseller.
Damn, kind of want a hot dog now.
Yeah.
Oh, it reminds me of Jennifer Coolidge. Makes me want a hot dog real bad. That lady. Yes. Yeah.
Does How did we go from Japanese to hot dogs? Anyway, hot dogs.
Anyway, kitsune.
Yeah.
Fuckable demons for certain.
Yeah.
Now, if this topic interested you and you're like, you know what, Lillian? I'm into this. These Japanese demons off the chain. I'm like, girl, I know. And you want to watch more about them? Just watch anime Inuyasha, because I watched that all in my younger days.
Is that the source for this whole podcast? Is no, Inuyasha?
No, but they do use like real legends and folklore in that. And it's fucking cute.
All right, let's go watch Inuyasha and eat a hot dog.
It's a love story.
Let's watch it and eat hot dogs.
Are you going to watch it with me?
Yeah, and hot dogs.
Is this a date?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You want to go on a date with me?
Yeah. Are we going to make out?
We can make out. I have a face. I assume
true.
You do, too.
You have a face and a regular butt with a butthole instead of an eyeball.
You might have to check on that one.
I mean, I have, but I will again. Hold on. Question.
Huh.
I know it's kind of soon and sudden.
Yeah.
But do you want to get married?
Are you proposing to me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay, anyway, we've only been married like 11 years. So that's all for that.
Hot dogs.
That's the only takeaway. This whole episode is hot dogs.
Yeah.
So I got some news.
What is it?
Business news.
Oh,
but
it's
mostly
business time?
Well, kind of. It's mostly news. Hey, I'm going to be doing video.
Vidya?
I'm like less than a month away from us doing... These Maris Mondays will be on YouTube on video.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. Yep. And in addition, if you join our Patreon, I'm going to be doing most of the episodes, the additional bonus episodes on video as well.
That's cool.
And sometimes... We're going to have a guest host.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
One of our loyal and faithful, wondrous tea bags.
The most wondrous of tea bags.
The first one, really.
The first, the original.
The original.
Patient Zero.
Yeah. She know who she is. Anyway, then you'll get to hear her delightful voice as she guest hosts sometimes. Not all the time. But you have to be a Patreon member to hear that.
Patreon.
Indeed. We have merch.
Merch, yeah.
We got t-shirts, we got keychains, we got buttons, we got mugs, and I'm not singing anymore. Anyway, but we got all that nonsense. Good quality stuff. I have several things. Like, I have a shirt and a mug and a cup.
Yeah.
And they're all great still, and we've had them for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, the shirt hasn't faded or anything.
No.
It's lovely.
No.
It's very good.
I mean, yeah, it's lovely.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not wearing it today. You were wearing it yesterday.
I was wearing it yesterday. Okay, it's in rotation.
I gave it to Maris because my titty's too big for it and I need to size up. Yeah. But, like, you know. What else do we have? Oh, we write books.
Books.
And you can have them for free.
Free.
And listen, we write a genre you like, probably.
Every
so
genre there is.
There's erotic content.
Uh-huh.
Fantasy content, like Lord of the Rings, but not boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's sex in that, too. How fun. Yeah, like elves are kissing. And then Maris has written a bunch of books that would, I would say, be horror and, like, speculative
fiction.
They're
weird. Do you want to read a weird book? Read one of mine.
They are weird, but they're, like, the best books I've ever read in my whole life.
Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah. You want in on that. But other than that, if all you can do to listen to this podcast, if all you can do to support this podcast is listen, thank you for that.
Thank you.
That's super nice of you. And if you're listening on YouTube, there is something you can do.
Yeah.
You can like, subscribe,
hit
that little ding-dong bell. Don't know if that does anything, but you should do it.
Do it.
And look, it's annoying to hear people on YouTube say that, but come on. Yeah, so that was more annoying. So maybe you'll prefer, like, actually do it.
Just do it.
Yeah. Anyway, make it weird. I love you. Bye. Thank you.
us on your social media platform of choice. Linktree/cruelty has all the links. Check out our Patreon for exclusive episodes, merch, ad-free episodes, live ghost hunts, and much more. Please be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded weekly. Thank you so much. See you next time. Music and production by Libby.